With Mookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Two neighbors on Staten Island were house husbands at the time they joined forces to write an imaginative tale, essentially for young people, called Downtown. Vito Policarpus and Tappan King write of a young boy who discovers a secret passageway in an abandoned subway station, which leads him to a fantasy world of good and evil. The book was originally aimed at showcasing the beautiful pen and ink artwork of Vito Policarpus, who was born in an Estonian refugee camp in Germany, and who later studied at the Art Institute of San Francisco.
I gave up art. I went there, and I couldn't understand what they were doing. I couldn't understand the whole psychology of the art movement at the time. I was trying to draw the model to look like the model, and everybody else was drawing, I don't know, you know, something totally different, and I thought I had some sort of an intellectual shortcoming.
Tappan King was already established as a science fiction writer when he and Policarpus started work on Downtown. Here's Policarpus.
It got to be like creating a universe. All the characters had family trees, and we tied loose ends in and stuff, and for quite a while, the story was verbal, just between both of us, just as a game.
Policarpus says he provided most of the dialogue while Tappan King worked at the word processor.
It was quicker for me to pick up a tape recorder and talk in two voices by myself in my studio, and then hand it to him.
Midway through the writing of Downtown, the book was redesigned to appeal to a wider audience.
We changed the protagonist's age from 9 to 13.
Downtown, a beautiful fantasy book for adults and children by Vito Policarpus and Tappan King, published by Arbor House. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim.